Go to chapter 63 of Isaiah. There are two rhetorical questions here that will be answered by Jesus Christ himself. Chapter 63, verse 1. Here's the first question. Who is this that cometh from Edom? Now that would be the lower part of modern day Jordan. Who is this that cometh from Edom with thy garments from Basra? Basra is at the entrance to the headquartered city of Edom, and that would be the city of Petra, that impregnable city, that city that I believe in chapter 12 and verse 6 of Revelation has been prepared by God to protect the Jewish people in the last 3.5 years. There will be 2 out of every 3 Jews killed during the tribulation period, Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. But 1/3 will be protected. They will come out of the tribulation and they will turn to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so the question asked by Isaiah, the rhetorical question put forth, who is this that cometh from Edom with thy garments from Basra, this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? Now that's the question. Jesus Christ gives the answer. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. He's the one coming from Petra. Look at verse 2. Here's the second rhetorical question. Wherefore art thou red in thy apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? Remember the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. He goes without the city and treadeth the winepress with the wrath of Almighty God. Here's the answer to the second rhetorical question. It's verse 3 of chapter 63 of Isaiah. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all of my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And so it is that Jesus Christ is the one who will tread the winepress with the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And the blood will flow out of the bodies of the animals and the men in that battle of Armageddon there in the Jezreel Valley. Oh, by the way, I mentioned that there would probably be, and this was a conservative figure, around 100 different countries gathered there, and maybe their militias, their military armies, would be consisting of about 1 million people, 100 million people. Now, this is just a guesstimate. There is no figure in the scripture that gives us that, but I'm suggesting that might be the case. Well, if you have 100 million soldiers, that gives you 600 million quarts of blood. And the blood has to flow 176 miles, about as high as the horse's bridle. You can do the numbers as well as I can. If you look it up, you'll be able to see this will be a valley of blood extending for 176 miles, and the blood would be about 50 quarts per foot for that 176 miles. That's about as high as a horse's bridle. I believe that these passages of Scripture are literal. Oh, let me just tell you this. From the Jezreel Valley to the entrance of Petra is 176 miles. And so it is, Jesus Christ walks all the way from the battlefield of Armageddon. He goes over into Petra. He gathers up those Jews who he has protected for this period of time of 3.5 years, and he brings them into Jerusalem. Go with me now to Ezekiel chapter 43. The book of Ezekiel chapter 43. Verse 1, and afterward he brought me into the gate, even to the gate that looketh toward the east, and behold, that would be the eastern gate, of course, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. His voice like the sound of many waters, that's Revelation chapter 1. Verse 4, and the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. Now look at verse 7, and he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne, that would be the Holy of Holies there in the temple that Jesus Christ had built during the time that all of those soldiers were making their way up to the Jezreel Valley. And I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. As long as God is, he will dwell in Jerusalem in this temple, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings, by their whoredoms, nor by their carcasses of their kings in their high places. And so Jesus Christ goes into the Holy of Holies, and he sets up his kingdom in the city of Jerusalem, which concludes this campaign of Armageddon. Zechariah 14, the armies gather there in Jerusalem to take on Jesus Christ as he returns with us out of the heavenlies back to the slopes of the Mount of Olives. Chapter 19, the heavens open up. He comes out because all of Jerusalem is surrounded and half the Jews are being raped or killed or the city is being destroyed. And so Jesus Christ comes back. He defeats these that are there in Jerusalem. They make their way up the valley all the way, about 97 miles, to the Jezreel Valley. Meanwhile, Jesus will build his temple in Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12, he establishes Jerusalem as the center focus of the state of Israel. 2,500 square miles, it's lifted up, and the Temple Mount, a square mile, it's lifted up, and this 21-story temple standing upon that. Then he goes to the Jezreel Valley. He opens his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, comes out, and he casts the people dead. And then the blood flows as high as the horse's bridle for 176 miles, and Jesus walks that valley of blood from the Jezreel Valley all the way to Petra. He gathers his people, brings them back into the city of Jerusalem, up onto the Temple Mount. He goes into the Holy of Holies, and he establishes his kingdom.